Before proceeding on to commenting on the lessons of the readings today, our pastor, Father Killian, has asked that we read together the statement of our bishop about the Holy Father's comments from last week. He writes, "As a number of questions have been raised following remarks which were recently attributed to Pope Francis regarding civil unions of persons of the same sex, I provide below the statement from our bishop. Parishioners of the Diocese of Arlington have shared their concerns and questions regarding reports of the Holy Father's comments and a recent documentary. Contrary to some reports, Pope Francis did not endorse gay marriage or in any way change the Church's constant teaching on human sexuality. Marriage is the permanent, exclusive, and fruitful union between one man and one woman. Human sexuality is designed only for the chaste union of man and woman in marriage. These are unchanging and unchangeable truths of the human person known to us by both natural law and divine revelation. The Pope did not and would not teach otherwise. Indeed, he has repeatedly affirmed these truths throughout his pontificate. Again, contrary to how they have been depicted, the Holy Father's comments in a documentary do not constitute a change in the Church's teaching, nor should any reference to civil unions be understood as the Church accepting homosexual behavior as morally licit. Pope Francis's clear concern is that those with same-sex attractions be treated with respect, compassion, and sensitivity. May we be renewed in our commitment to pray daily for the Holy Father, who bears the extraordinary burden of caring for the universal Church during these difficult times." And our pastor continues, "I would simply affirm what Bishop Burbage said, that the teachings of the Church regarding marriage and human sexuality remain unchanged. And as for civil unions, we as followers of Christ cannot support laws that would promote and protect immoral behavior. Let us pray for all those who are involved in pastoral care of those who suffer from same-sex attraction. Sincerely, Father Killian." That being said, when we look to the day in which we celebrate today, the feast, the solemnity of All Saints, we consider quite simply the definition that our Lord gives of the saint. When we hear what he says in the chief moment in the Sermon on the Mount in the Gospel of Matthew, in Matthew chapter 5. "Blessed," he says, "blessed are the poor, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek, blessed are those who are merciful, blessed are those who show mercy, blessed are the peacemakers, blessed." Blessed is the description in that the sanctity of our lives is not something of our own creation, but something Christ has done in us. When we say that we have become saints, we've become holy ones, when we say that we dwell within a church that is categorically holy, it's not by human design, but by design of the God-man, by design of Christ himself, in procession from his Holy Father in heaven, in the Holy Spirit. As such, you know, as we look to the examples, or the descriptions that St. Paul uses to describe what Jesus did to become our Savior, what is it he says? That Christ literally became sin for us. While he did not sin, he became sin for our sake, to assume our sinfulness and bring us to everlasting life. In that same respect, while there of course is a response to this, is one of the best pieces of advice I ever got in seminary was, every "I love you" from God deserves an "I love you too." So there is a response of sorts that must be made in every motion of love that our God gives to us. So how is that involved in the life of the saint? Well, paradoxically, as our Lord has become sin to assume our sin, we don't assume, but we consume the mercy he has provided to become mercy to others. Mercy is the name of the game. Every single detail, every beatitude we have here, though it is described in such beautiful distinction, mercy is the description of each one of them. That is the utmost expression of God's love. It's why we wear it, we hoist it within our churches. We place it within on the walls of our homes. We wear it around our necks. We place it on our rearview mirrors to be constantly reminded of what the blessedness of the saints is, the blessedness of God's new creation is. It's born of God's mercy. As we look to all of our patron saints and all the saints of history who have blessed our church, blessed the continued journey of God's creation, blessed the distribution of the gospel in all of its magnificent ways, let us pray that we too follow in suit, chiefly by becoming mercy and feeding upon mercy to bring that mercy to others. Thanks be to God.